We have reached episode 28 of Personalities at Carry. Today I have a very unique personality with me. His name is Ashish Sharma. Ashish comes to us from New Delhi in India. Another career changer, going from being a captain on a merchant navy ship to an MBA. He is concentrating in finance and pursuing a dual degree with Masters of Science in Business Analytics. He is the second one of our Tesla interns this summer. So let's get chatting with Ashish Sharma.
Welcome to Personalities at Carry. This is episode 28 and I have with me Ashish Sharma. Hey Ashish.
Hi everyone, and Shobhit and
why are you being so formal with me? That's funny. Okay Ashish, we'll just get started with you. We'll ask you a little bit about your background, where you come from, what you've done before coming to school. And you can take your time. I know you've had a very extensive experience, so just tell us about it.
Yeah, you're making me nervous with talking me up, man. So I come from India, Delhi, and I was in Merchant Navy for almost 10 years. I was also a supply chain manager in a small manufacturing firm. Yeah.
That's it? You have to tell me more. Like 10 years of Merchant Navy, that must be a very cool experience. You must have traveled the whole world.
I'm scared that people in high positions might listen to it at some point in time. So I need to be very formal and restricted in whatever I say on record.
No, just tell us about where all you went, what all did you carry on your ship and what your responsibilities were on your ship.
So I was a navigation officer and I was also a captain of ship for almost 1.5 years. And as a part of my responsibility, I was responsible for navigation of ship, maintenance of ship, and making sure the ship crew and everything else, including all shipboard operations, ran smoothly. And I've been to near about 43, 44 countries. I try to count them, and every time I think of one more country that I've been, I didn't count. So, yeah, I think I've been to 44 countries so far positively. And it was good experience, made me feel miserable, but at the same time, there were some good memories. Mixed bag.
So your undergrad is in nautical science,
I? Yes, I studied about main engines, generators, stars, seas, ocean currents, and all that kind of stuff.
Nice. So it's a very unique experience that you bring to WP Carry, and we're happy to have you here. So can you...
thank you for saying that.
So as you all probably might know that Ashish and I are very good friends. We met each other as like apartment mates on the first day of coming to Arizona State. So that's why there's some banter going on between us.
Anyway. Yeah, apartment complex mates, not apartment mates.
Okay, as you wish. All right, So you come all the way from India. How do you feel about leaving your family? I know you're here with your wife, but how do you manage your time with your family now that you're very busy with your school?
So at the age of 11, I went to Sainik School in Kodakar, which was a military school back in Nainital in India. So I'm used to living away from family, and I'm very flexible in that regard. I need my family. I am very much emotional in that regard. But at the same time, I think some distance from family members is also very healthy, especially your wife and all the people you care about. And I think my family is also kind of used to it. And my wife is here. I speak to my parents almost every day, or at least 2-3 times in a week. So we are close that way, but I kind of like distance from my parents. So it's good. I really don't feel any different in that regard, at least.
So what made you decide to do your MBA, and then why particularly WP Carry?
Truth be told, I came here because it was full scholarship. So I said, might as well just take this chance. And why I decided on doing an MBA, because I told you in my previous job, I was kind of miserable. And I like to learn just for the sake of learning, and I enjoy that, which is weird, but there was no scope for growing and learning in Merchant Navy as much. It was just adding on more years to your experience and maybe pretending to be smart, but yeah, it's kind of an industry that has evolved so much over the years. So,
I also know that you've cleared your CFA level 3. Is that why you wanted to do like an MBA with a finance concentration to get your career going in that direction?
I did my CFA because a friend of mine was also doing CFA. He said, you know, I asked him, what are you doing? He said, CFA. I said, can I do it? He said, yeah. So I did my CFA that way. But but since I am in business school, I just want to leverage all my skills and whatever I have accomplished in my life so far. So when I go for a supply chain role, I leverage all my logistics experience in Merchant Navy. And when I go speak to any company in finance, I try to leverage my CFA level 3 certification. And whatever works, I definitely prefer numbers over something that does not change as much. And I enjoy the movement of market and currencies much more than I think I would arranging trucks and other stuff for other companies. But let's see, I'm very flexible in that, those terms also. I did my internship in logistics only. So,
okay. So given that you came here for a supply chain concentration, you have finance concentration added on, what else are you doing?
I don't have supply chain concentration. Okay. So this year in April, I was desperate for a job and I thought I was doing a very good job of focusing on something. So I said, you know, I'm going to focus in finance because that's the only way I can get an internship because, nothing was working out for supply chain. So I dropped supply chain and the next week I had internship in supply chain, you know.
So, okay, and you're also doing business analytics?
I'm also doing master's in business analytics as additional degree for STEM.
Okay. Of the courses that you have taken so far, do you have a favorite course?
Managerial accounting is my favorite so far.
Good. I have heard a couple other people say the same thing. I also like that course a lot. A lot of learning happened over there.
Yeah, I really liked the professor, how he structured the program, although it used to challenge me, but I wouldn't say that it wasn't beyond my grasp or anyone else's grasp. And I really liked how he maintained humor and curriculum and everything else. It was very well-balanced class. I'll give him credit for that.
And the time that you've spent so far at WP Carey, how has your experience been, especially in the first year when most of us find it very stressful? Can you tell us what went through your mind when you were going through that experience?
So I can totally relate back to my time in signing school and then back in Merchant Navy and coming in here as first years. So misery loves company. If you are miserable, then you'll seek out other people and you'll share your miseries and you'll be friends forever. Same thing happened in my previous school and same thing happened here in first year MBA. So I was miserable, so was everyone else. And I ended up making some good friends. So it was hard, but it was necessary, and I'm grateful for that.
And can you tell us how you went about looking for your internship last year?
I'm not a very detailed-oriented person, so I don't even read the details of what the internship is all about. Some people, they say you should focus, and you should tailor your resume, you should do this and that. I tried doing that, but it did not work for me. I wouldn't say that my way is the best way, but this is what I did. I applied to every job possible. I tailored my resume a bit here and there, but I didn't do that good of a job. And I only cared about that job when I got an interview invite. Then I read into it, and then I prepared for that interview and how I could relate back to my experience and how I would add value to that job and that role. Yeah. So, yeah, it took a great lot of effort in applying for internship in last year. And most of the time, I was just waiting for that perfect moment and that for perfect application and that for perfect resume. That most of the time, I also missed my deadlines. I think it's just better to apply than just to wait for something being perfect. And if they see well in your resume or whatever else you have to produce, I think they'll reach out to you and then you can focus. Maybe I don't focus in applying for jobs as much.
So eventually you ended up getting a job at Tesla.
Yes,
internship position. Can you tell us a little bit of details about what your particular role was and what kind of projects you did at Tesla?
So my role was logistics analyst. So logistics team within Tesla, they used to manage a spend of near about $1.5 billion annually. And with Model 3 ramp up this year, they are going to manage more than $2 billion in a spend. So it's significant amount of money, but entire team consists of only 5 managers. And among those, they manage air, land, and ocean, and then overall different kind of moves. And what I was doing, they had all these data on a Tesla server, and I was mining all the data for all the insights, and if any manager had any insight about any cost saving opportunity or anywhere we were expected to spend more, so I'll produce a visualization on how much we are spending and then show it to my managers. And I also supported them on different projects that they were interested in, and I ended up making 24 Tableau dashboards, all of them online, and they helped them in producing all that data and all that insight and real time.
So given your experience, would you recommend other people to go to Tesla? Is that a good experience that you had?
I would definitely do so.
Great. So coming back to school life, how has your experience been in terms of when you came in, you had certain expectations out of your MBA. Have there been instances where they've gone above and beyond those expectations that you can think of?
Yeah, I expected people to be more meaner and more rude, but they are just so nice. They were below my expectations, but in a good way. And I thought finding a job would be much easier, especially for a guy as awesome as I am. But it was much, much, much harder. But I think it's kind of a preparation for next stage, finding a full-time offer, I guess. Since my first year was miserable, my second year is not as much.
Okay. We're trying to learn from each other in this curriculum as well as generally in life. So have there been certain good decisions or the best decisions of your life that we can learn from, and then maybe also the worst decisions that you've taken that we shouldn't be taking?
My worst decision was in my college time. I cleared IIT JEE, which is one of the very tough exam in India, and I was selected in a college which is also the premier maritime college back in India. And within 3 months of getting into college, I was selected for Shell Shipping Company as a navigation officer. And I didn't even know anything about Merchant Navy, and I was selected as a navigation officer. And after getting a job, I just gave up on studying anything. I didn't do anything in my college. Yet I ended up ranking fourth rank. I don't know how, but I guess nobody else was doing. But I could have used that time much more gainfully, done more stuff, learned new stuff. I kind of wasted my 3 years in college. And even now, I also want to have that. I don't want to have that not doing kind of attitude. I always want to have that action-oriented attitude towards life. Even if I have free time, I like to invest in something. I don't know what, but I will not sit idle.
Yeah. So when you do get some free time, what are your hobbies? What do you do?
I like to say I like running, but ever since I came here, that hasn't happened much. But I also like to read, and I like to read different authors, and I sometimes indulge in that.
Okay, so here are a few questions that you might just don't want to have to think about a lot, but just to get to know you at a personal level. Okay. So you did talk about reading. So do you have a favorite book that you want to recommend other people to read?
Oh, there are so many.
So you can name a few if you want.
A Papillon, yeah, and Gone with the Wind, of course, and Game of Thrones, and yeah.
Okay.
Those are the ones that come to mind as of now. I love Michael Crichton also. He's very detail-oriented, which I envy because I'm not as much.
Mm-hmm. What about a favorite movie?
Always and ever, Shawshank Redemption.
Good. Do you binge watch TV shows? Or
I do that a lot.
Do you have a favorite TV show to recommend?
I like that 70s shows a lot, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah. I like that as well. It's one of those, like, you can always go back and watch any episode and
still it's totally unrelated and totally
nonsense.
Don't have to care.
Yeah. Right. And what about a favorite genre of music that you listen to? Maybe a favorite artist?
No, Kishore Kumar. He's my favorite.
And this is Indian Bollywood music, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite person in history that you would like to have coffee with and get to know them better? Someone who's living or dead?
I don't know. I admire Christian Bale a lot. Maybe I'd like to meet him someday.
What is it in particular that you want to ask or talk about?
I don't know. He just looks awesome, acts awesome. I just want to know him more, I guess.
Do you have any pet peeves?
I should have prepared for this, man. I get annoyed with myself when I fail to explain something to some people. I'm not very good in explaining myself most of the times.
Get annoyed with yourself
sometimes. Yeah,
what about other people? Like, you get annoyed with other people?
Yeah, I get annoyed when they're not listening to me. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to make them understand something and they are not understanding, so I'm annoyed with myself and I'm annoyed with that other person also.
Sure. So coming back to what you want to do in the future, what is the type of role you're trying to look for after graduation? Any particular company or any particular location?
I'm very flexible in terms of location. I would rather prefer to have a job which allows me a certain amount of traveling. And as long as it's hospitable, it's good for me.
Okay.
And in terms of kind of job, I cannot sit in a cubicle. I need to move around, do something. I'll be a very good, I don't know, factory manager, which allows me to look at people, manage people, and allows me some kind of movement and some liberties. I would die in a cubicle, I think.
Okay.
Working on my own.
Like, your top 5 companies that you might want to work for?
Like I said, I'm very flexible in terms of any company. Any company that likes me, I'll probably like them back. You know, it's almost like getting into a love affair. So one-sided love, it's not good enough. So.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have any advice for the first years who are kind of going through a stressful time right now?
If you are in stress, it's kind of a requirement. I think it's necessary that you go through that time and. Be grateful for all those miserable times because you're going to miss that.
Hmm. Be grateful for the stress, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good take on the stress itself. Okay. And then once you've graduated, how would you like your peers to remember you?
I don't think about all that kind of stuff. I'm very shallow. I only think about like a week in advance and that's all about it, I guess. But I would like to be remembered as a person who was helpful, maybe, I guess. And I wouldn't like them to think ill of me. And someone they would like to invite to their house, you know, that kind of person.
Yeah, so you've always been open in terms of inviting us for like food and potluck and stuff. So I guess you want to be remembered the same way.
Okay. And, that was not my intent for inviting you people. If you are eliciting that, it was not my intent at all, on the record.
Sure. So this is kind of the end of our episode with you. So how would you like people to get in touch with you? Are you active on some social media? you want to point out?
I'm very active on LinkedIn. I'm looking for a job. And if you try to reach out on LinkedIn, I probably respond. But yeah, try to use all those good rules that they teach you about LinkedIn connections. Mm-hmm. And just write a small message, even though it's a small, it should be. 2 lines, it's enough. You don't have to write those 116, whatever word limits. You just write a small message.
Okay.
And probably connect with you.
Okay. So this is kind of the end. If you have something going on in your life, this is the time to plug that. If you are joining a club or you want to promote something, let us know.
I don't know. I have to finish some video interviews. I'm mustering all the courage for screwing that up. But yeah.
All right, so thank you, Ashish, for taking the time to do this episode with us. And thanks to all our listeners.
So anything that you think is not socially acceptable or I shouldn't have said, yes, block it. Filter it.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Ashish has had very unique experiences while he was a captain on his merchant navy ship. He is an encyclopedia of all the ports in the world. If you ever catch him and have a one-on-one conversation with him, do ask him all the do's and don'ts of touring. Let us wish him good luck in all his future endeavors. Another big thank you to our listeners for continuing to listen to us. Goodbye, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.